Welcome to Mexico Unexplained, where we will explore the magic, the mysteries, and the miracles of Mexico. This series presents information based partly on theory and conjecture. The podcaster's purpose is to suggest some possible explanation, but not necessarily the only ones to the subjects we will examine. Here is your host, Robert Bitto.
Welcome, and muy bienvenidos to episode number 394 of Mexico Unexplained, where we examine the magic, the mysteries, and the miracles of Mexico. I'm your host, Robert Bitto. In the vast expanse of Mexico's night sky, diamond-shaped UFOs defy explanation, captivating sky watchers and scientists alike. Gliding silently with ethereal grace, these celestial visitors leave a trail of wonder and speculation in their wake. Witnesses grapple with profound mysteries beyond earthly understanding, sparking curiosity and the relentless pursuit of truth. In this episode of Mexico Unexplained, we will take a look at some of the most famous sightings of diamond-shaped UFOs spotted over Mexico. One of the earliest sightings of a diamond-shaped UFO in Mexican skies happened on March 15, 1996. A straight shot on Highway 5 south of Baja California's capital of Mexicali is the town of San Felipe on the Gulf of California, or the Sea of Cortez. Four government workers, three immigration inspectors, and one customs inspector were traveling along the desert highway to San Felipe for a fishing trip. Near the town, they saw a flying object in the shape of a diamond hovering overhead to the northeast. The witnesses estimated that the craft was somewhere over the desert between the international border at Arizona and the Mexican seaside town of Rocky Point. The object was hovering, and they did not stop their vehicle. The diamond just sat motionless in the sky and emitted a bright white light. They lost sight of it because they got farther away from it, and although the group of four men had traveled that road many times, they have never seen anything like that before or since. Later that year, on May 15, 1996, an American tourist visiting the Mexican Pacific port city of Puerto Vallarta had an interesting tale to tell about seeing multiple diamond-shaped objects in the sky. Here is the quote from the witness. Quote, "I went swimming at around 12 p.m. and then sat down and was looking at the ocean when I watched four very bright and color-changing diamond-shaped lights hovering above the water. They made no sound, and after about 5 minutes, they just flew away at very high speed. I didn't really make much of it at the time and just told my wife about strange lights in the sky. We were there on a week's vacation. A few weeks ago, I was surfing the internet and saw a picture of the same objects." End quote. An interesting diamond-shaped UFO sighting occurred on a ranch near the Mezquitla Boy Scout camp near the city of Tepoztlan in the Mexican state of Morelos, about 25 to 30 miles south of Mexico City. The 15 ranch hands were on the range when mysterious objects appeared in the sky at around 3:30 in the afternoon on November 15, 1998. They told UFO researchers that several diamond-shaped objects came out from behind a mountain, moved across the sky, and then went back behind the same mountain. It all started with one craft that came into view and began making moves from left to right. When this object paused, it was joined by two other crafts of the same type. They were all copper in color, and it was difficult to estimate the sizes of these diamonds. Some said that they were small and close by, and others thought they were as big as soccer fields, but farther away. Witnesses described them as dancing in the sky and moving from side to side. One object left the group, flew behind a mountain, and then another one appeared from behind the same peak. This happened two more times before all the objects regrouped and flew in unison behind the same small range of mountains. The speed reported was not fast, and since this was 1998, the possibility that these were commonly available drones has been ruled out as a probable explanation. a very interesting sighting of the diamond-shaped variety of UFOs took place about an hour's drive from Mexico City near the town of Jilotepec in the central Mexican state of Mexico. The Nahuatl name for this place means Hill of Corn Cobs, and the town is located in a hilly area covered with thick forests. This sighting took place on January 1, 2010, and there were three witnesses on a small farm. The people involved were feeding their horses, and it was dark outside because it was after 7 p.m. One of the witnesses looked up and saw a diamond-shaped light crossing the sky from east to west. The two other people there looked up and saw the same thing. The diamond changed color from white to yellow and zipped around the sky at great speeds. It also disappeared at one point in the sky and reappeared in a totally different section of the sky. After several times blinking out and blinking back into existence, the diamond sped away rapidly. When one witness was asked what he thought they saw on that cold January evening, he replied, quote, "It was not a plane because they can't travel like that," end quote. The whole incident lasted about 15 minutes. On March 14, 2013, at around 9 o'clock in the morning, a woman was watering her plants on the rooftop of her home in Guadalajara. It was a cloudy morning, and she saw out of the corner of her right eye movement on the horizontal skyline to the east. She looked up and saw an object that appeared to be a diamond or a rhombus. It was entirely black. It had no lights on it, and it did not reflect any light. It moved across the sky in a straight line pattern, and it seemed to rotate on its own axis very smoothly. The woman told UFO researchers, quote, "I tried to pull out my cell phone, which is an old Nokia with a 2-megapixel camera, to take at least one picture of it. The phone froze in the middle of the shift from still pictures to video mode as the object commenced to descend behind the line of houses to the east from where I was looking. Unfortunately, I could not take photographs or video of it. Before the sighting, I experienced trouble connecting to my wireless network. It could be a coincidence, but indeed, it was one of the reasons to go to the rooftop and water the plants. The other reason was that my dog was restless, hiding under the desk, and overall seeming afraid," end quote. That whole experience on that beautiful March day in Guadalajara only lasted about 3 minutes. On August 27, 2018, at 4 a.m., two young people were coming home from a party that lasted into the wee hours of the morning. The place of the sighting was a park in the beautiful colonial city of Guanajuato in the Mexican state of the same name. The youths looked up into the sky to see a gigantic black diamond-shaped craft. The witnesses observed an aura or haze around the object. When this mysterious diamond moved across the sky, it left a trail and emitted beams. Neighborhood dogs barked when the object was visible. The whole encounter lasted less than 5 minutes. Friends and family claimed that the two were just drunk from the party, but locals confirmed that their dogs had been spooked by something in the early morning, which corresponded to the sighting. The next reported sighting of a diamond-shaped UFO in the skies over Mexico is the only one in this survey of sightings that comes with actual video footage. On November 11, 2023, two Americans on a cruise ship off the coast of Yucatan saw a strange bright white object moving among the clouds at around midnight. In the 24-second video, the diamond appears to be far away and moving at a rapid speed. The cruise ship passengers reported the incident to the crew and asked them if they were using any drones at the time of their sighting. The crew replied that not only did they not have drones on board, but passenger use of drones was prohibited by the cruise line. The witnesses estimated that the diamond-shaped object was a few miles from the ship, and it had a hazy aura around it. No other passengers reported seeing the craft, But as already mentioned, the American couple did get about a half minute of video footage that they made public when they filed their report with the National UFO Reporting Center. On December 3, 2023, at around 8:30 at night, one eyewitness reported a diamond-shaped object that floated slowly over a radio tower just outside the city of San Cristobal de las Casas in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. The amber-colored object did not blink, and it measured about 25 feet across, so it was too big to be a drone. Here is what the experiencer told UFO researchers in his own words. Quote, I was walking down Guadalupe Victoria Street heading west from the Central Plaza area. Looking to my left, I glanced at a radio tower decorated with many vertical rows of colored lights for Christmas. Then, a brightly glowing amber object caught my eye. It seemed to be stationary. It was too big and oddly shaped to be a star. It was too slow to be a plane and too close to be a helicopter because there was no sound. I realized that it appeared stationary because it was slowly moving the same direction I was, west. I stopped walking and realized it was moving in relation to some power cables in front of me. The entire object glowed amber, but bright street lights prevented me from verifying the exact shape. Its general shape was that of a diamond, but from top to bottom, not side to side. After about 2 minutes, it looked like a bright star, except for its bright amber glow. By then, it had floated or drifted closer to the mountains and street lights further down the street, which blacked out its image. It was at a 15-degree angle in front of me when it became no longer visible. There was no fireworks show tonight, as there was 10 days before, nor any exploding bottle rockets. The bottle rockets don't stay aglow anyway, they just explode. The object was a glowing object, not a mass of sparks. It maintained a uniform shape till it headed due west, beyond view. End quote. As sightings of diamond-shaped UFOs over Mexico captivate attention, they symbolize the inscrutable nature of the cosmos. Amid speculation, they evoke humanity's endless curiosity and quest for knowledge. Whether heralding a new understanding or adding intrigue, they remind us of the universe's boundless mysteries, beckoning us to explore beyond earthly confines. Thank you once again for listening to another episode of Mexico Unexplained. Remember to like and subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on Twitter and TikTok. Tell your friends by sharing these shows with others. Please go to our website, MexicoUnexplained.com, for references, illustrations, and for free access to transcripts of past shows. Please visit Amazon.com to purchase the books, Mexico Unexplained, Mexican Monsters, and Mexican Miracles to get hard copies of The Magic, The Mysteries, and The Miracles of Mexico. We appreciate your kind attention once again. Until next time, thank you and gracias.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Mexico Unexplained with host Robert Bitto. For show summary, relevant links, and commentary, please check out our website at MexicoUnexplained.com. Like us on Facebook and be a part of the conversation. Adios and hasta la vista.